The Panthers will inbound right in front of the broadcast booth. It's Austin Dukeser inbounding. Dukeser gets it into Burt. Burt on the wing. Into Wentz. Wentz the fadeaway. Good! Good! He made it! Lucas Wentz at the buzzer! Lucas Wentz knocks it in at the buzzer! Oh, my God! Lucas Wentz wins it for the Panthers at the buzzer! 59-67. The junior forward wins it with a turnaround fadeaway at the buzzer. Unbelievable.
And Dukeser gets a steal. Dukeser in transition ahead to Halverson. Halverson off the backboard! And Bird throws it down! Oh my! How about that highlight? Halverson threw it off the glass and then Burt threw it down. Holy cow. Hauk up to Sancher on the left wing. Now Sancher takes it to the point. Sancher crossover. Sancher gets into the paint. Sancher up and under. Scores! Avery Sancher! A beautiful move. Up and under the finish. Timeout call by the Cardinals. 8.8 remaining. 10 on the shot clock. Marum spinning. Marum pulls up and hits and ties the game at 54. What a fourth quarter from Marum. This game is tied at 54. Dukeser into the front court. Dukeser hands it off for Burnt. Now back to Dukeser. 8 seconds to go. Game tied at 54. Dukeser near midcourt. Dukeser into the lane. Out for Kiefer. Kiefer on the baseline. Kiefer puts it up at the glass and in! He put it in! He put it in! It's all over! Kiefer Fritz wins it for the Panthers! Oh, my! And the Panthers will take third place! Unbelievable finish at the Dome! And the Rugby Panthers knock off the Bottineau Braves 56-54 to claim third place. And they will now play in a state qualifier game on Saturday at the Minot Auditorium. The Panther fans are on their feet. Unbelievable finish here at the Dome. Reinhardt sets a screen. Batke an open three. Yes! Keaton Batke has put the Bison ahead by three. 66-63 with 1:33 remaining. Dukeser. Into the front court for the Panthers. To Kiefer on the right wing. Burnt sets a screen. Kiefer to Burnt rolling. Burnt goes up. Scores and the foul. Pick and roll between Kiefer Fritz and Brody Burnt. And Burnt a chance for the three-point play. Dukeser at the point to the wing for Fritz. Fritz to Halverson down the lane. Halverson goes glass and scores. Tough angle. Kason Halverson. Having himself a night. Kenley Schmaltz into the front court for the Panthers. To Hauk. Hauk's going to drive. Hauk down the lane for two. Count it and the foul. With the left hand. Hallie Hauk. With a strong take and finish. To Sam. To the corner for Sarah. Sarah down low to Kenley. Now Kenley into Allie. Allie goes up and scores. Great ball movement from the Panthers against the 2-3 zone. And Allie finishes. Fritz baseline. Kicks it out for Dukeser. Dukeser for three. Hits it and the foul. Austin Dukeser with an opportunity for a 4-point play. Holy cow. Austin Dukeser. And he completes the very rare 4-point play. To the corner for Deng. Deng out to the perimeter for Dubois. He swings it to the other side for Delorme. Now a lob inside the alley-oop. Delorme to Mariel Deng. Oh my. That was pretty. Good evening and welcome to this Rugby Broadcaster Sports presentation of high school boys basketball. Tonight on KZZJ from the Charlie Hanneman Gymnasium inside Rugby High School, the Rugby Panthers will take on the Harvey Wells County Hornets. But first, this is the Nodak Insurance Company pregame show. I'm Dan Masser. Thank you for welcoming me into your homes, your cars, or wherever you're tuning in from tonight. The Rugby Panthers come into this contest with a record of 6-4, coming off a 65-63 win on Saturday over the Valley City Highliners at the Devil's Lake Shootout. The Panthers head coach is Travis Rizavi, and the Panthers roster consists of one senior, seven juniors, four sophomores, and one freshman. Meanwhile, the Hornets come into tonight with a 2-7 record, coming off a 60-45 loss at North Star last Monday night. The Hornets head coach is Christopher Peterson, and their roster consists of three seniors, five juniors, and six sophomores. It should be a great night of high school basketball. Up next, I'll have the starting lineups, and we'll fill you in on other basketball action happening tonight around the state. The Nodak Insurance Company pregame show returns in 3 minutes.